Unit 3. Traditional Cultures. Listening and Speaking. D. Listen to the statements and choose the right responses.
1. Is April the 1st an official holiday in the United States?
2. A Western bride would wear white wedding dress, wouldn't she?
3. Western people present business cards with both hands, don't they?
4. That Yanko was really fantastic.
5. What kind of Chinese food do you prefer?
E. Listen to the short conversations and choose the best answer. 1. Unlike Britons, Americans don't have Boxing Day, do they?
No, they don't.
Question. Who doesn't have Boxing Day? 2. What did rich people in Victorian times put in Christmas boxes?
They put something like money or food.
Question. What was in Christmas boxes? 3. If I see chocolate, I must eat it.
You always manage to make me laugh.
Question. What does the man like? 4. What is the name of the song?
It's called Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Question. Who sang the song? 5. Oh, Mao Tai is very strong. Are there any other famous Chinese liquors?
Yes, besides Mao Tai, we have Hu Liang Ye, Fen Jiu, Xi Feng, and so on.
Question. Which liquor is not mentioned by the woman? F. Listen to the dialogue and decide true or false to the statements.
Did you pay any attention to the president's visit to the United States in April?
Of course I did. His first stop was in Seattle.
But do you know who the biggest winner was during his visit there?
Who?
I think Starbucks was the winner.
That's interesting. Why?
Because the president said that if he had time, he'd love to visit a Starbucks in Beijing.
As a matter of fact, Starbucks is already doing very well in China. Although traditionally, Chinese people prefer tea, coffee is becoming very popular.
What about you? Do you like coffee?
I used to drink a lot of coffee, but have switched to tea.
I'm also a tea drinker, especially like the green tea leaves dancing in the glass.
How interesting. Chinese drinking coffee and Americans drinking tea.
Well, we are all living in a global village.
G. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer. So, Mark, what happens on Boxing Day? On Boxing Day, in England, it's usually football day. Everybody goes and watches the football. Usually, all the family go. So, maybe Granddad and Grandma will go. In England, on Boxing Day, it's usually the highest attendance of the year. Oh, really? Yeah. So we wake up on Boxing Day around about 11 o'clock, usually with a big hangover because we've been drinking on Christmas Day. And so to get rid of the hangover, what do? We actually drink more alcohol. So we usually go to the bar around 11, drink a lot of beer, and then go and watch the football game around 2. What's it like at the stadium? Usually a really good atmosphere on Boxing Day. Because, yeah, and there are really big crowds and everyone is really happy because it's Christmas. So, usually, there are some guys dressed as Santa Claus or people are wearing, like, Christmas decorations. And it's a really good atmosphere.
Questions. 1. What happens on Boxing Day in England?
2. When does Mark wake up on Boxing Day?
3. Which phrase best describes the stadium on Boxing Day?
H. Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
There are 7 major groups of dialects of the Chinese language, according to Mount Holyoke College. Mandarin dialects are spoken by 71.5% of the population, followed by Wu, 8.5%, Yue, also called Cantonese, 5%, Xiang, 4.8%, Min, 4.1%, Hakka 3.7% and Gan 2.4%. Chinese dialects are very different, according to Jerry Norman, a former professor at the University of Washington. Chinese is rather more like a language family than a single language made up of a number of regional forms, he wrote. The Chinese dialectal complex is in many ways analogous to the Romance language family in Europe. To take an extreme example, there is probably as much difference between the dialects of Beijing and Chaozhou as there is between Italian and French. The official national language of China is Putonghua, a type of Mandarin spoken in the capital, Beijing. Many Chinese are also fluent in English.